Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
So about 2 days ago, we came and we had a discussion about ATN's Vuyo Zungula being booted and basically replaced as ATM's leader. There are details now that are emerging that the reason why he was removed is because he was vehemently against the merger of ATM and MK. And he grew increasingly loud about this, very vocal, saying that they should remain autonomous and that the party shouldn't be collapsed into MK. If you look at what MK is currently, MK is the third largest party in the country. They're sitting just over 14%. If you look at what ATM is so far down the line. I think they're 0.4%, right? Now, last year, we did a show about how people are using these political parties as a means to an end. And what I mean by that is people go and they register a party, and because they know that they're going to receive some kind of an income from parliament, that's enough for them. They're guaranteed a job. You essentially treat this thing like your own private company, right? But you've got to ask yourself, if your party is not effective and it only got 0.4% of the votes, what's the point of keeping it? Except just an ego trip. Let's move away from the fact that maybe you don't agree with the policies of the MK. Maybe you don't agree with the leadership of the MK. You don't agree with how things are done there. That's a separate discussion altogether. What is the point of keeping a party that only got 0.4% of the votes? There's no mandate there. And if people are telling you, hey, man, let's collect this thing into one organization, which is obviously bigger, what's wrong with that? Fundo?
I think I have a problem with that, because even if you get 0.4%, it could be multiple of reasons. Some being that people didn't know the party, you were fairly new, they still want to see what you can do.
MK was newer, but okay, go on.
No, it's not about that. MK was a situation of many people voted for the personality. Had it just been MK with the gentleman who had been going to court challenging it, saying it belongs to him, I think it's Jabulani. Jabulani might not have received the same votes that the former president did. So in that instance, it was the personality of Jacob Zuma that led to so many people voting. Mm. Not necessarily MK party itself as a new party. They probably would have also gotten 0.4%. I think it takes long for a party to get to a point where many people support it. So it's good for ATM at the very least to maintain its identity, and it is somewhat distinguishable from Umkhonto weSizwe. So I would agree, in as much as the party has said it has nothing to do with that, there was no merger coming in any event, there's no deregistration. But if ever there were conversations behind the scenes about probably merging the two political parties and Vuyo stood firm and said no, I agree with him. It's fine. They're distinguishable from MK party, and quite a lot is going on in the MK party. If they merge, they might not even have a single position there because there's too much happening, and we've seen it.
Yeah.
So stand on your own.
So what matters in politics, Mfundo? Is it the position that you speak of? Is it principle or is it result?
Well, the thing is, if you've got internal squabbles about leadership and positions, you really hardly get to the point of servicing the people. Mm-hmm. The full intention of a political party is service of ordinary citizens. But if you're also preoccupied with succession and all these leadership battles, nothing actually happens anyway. We've seen they're not passing a lot of bills. Nothing is happening. So with them right now, the leadership issues are really distracting them from the real issues as to why political parties are formed. So it's neither here nor there.
I agree with that. Hold on. I agree with that, but I've got a question then.
Mm-hmm.
What does a 0.4% party offer in terms of service delivery to the people that voted for it? In fact, I'd even go as far as saying it's a wasted vote.
But let's remember what Vuyo contributed in parliament. Mm. Because when we talk about Palapala, we talk about a lot of matters that Vuyo Zungula stood up in parliament and raised, and here we are today, that 0.4% political party. So as a young man, very articulate, he stands firm and also respectful in how he addresses issues, even with the president. So he's been impactful in parliament. And I suppose that also counts for something.
Now, that's a very good point. Now, Saul, this is what I want to ask you, right? If you can see that this person obviously has the aptitude to be able to rise in the leadership ranks, right?
Yes, yes.
And he's definitely got sound contributions in parliament.
Definitely.
Why not go to a bigger vehicle that will actually aid him in putting all of these ideas into action?
You see, he's currently in a very small vehicle, but guess what? When he says turn left, the vehicle turns left. Mm. In this bigger vehicle, he may not even get his hands on the steering wheel.
But yeah. obviously not, because he told him he didn't want to merge in Mum Keeper. So no, the vehicle doesn't turn left.
No, yeah, exactly. So even if he had joined, you see the things about Vuyo Zungula, he's brilliant, you know, breath of fresh air in Parliament. And had MK merged, or when they do merge, let's say he was still in there without dissenting to the merger, he definitely would have had a role. He definitely would have had a seat. He would have retained a seat in Parliament. So for me, I think he's just being honest and true to himself. Mm. Because if he was about seats and the salary that he draws from ATM,
that's funny.
Then he wouldn't have a problem with the merger, because he knows it's like a football team, two football teams joining, and you're so good, you know you will always, you know, be on the starting lineup. So for me, it's more about the principle, the ideology as well. But you're right. It may not be that effective when it comes to maybe a voting, but with the thoughts and tabling motions, he's been amazing in Parliament, and he doesn't want to lose that identity, you know, because
Let me ask you this, right? Here's an analogy. If I feel a certain way about the direction that music policy is taking in South Africa as a whole, and then I come to Kaya and I go, here at Kaya, I'm going to be able to influence the music policy, and I think I'll make my difference a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
But then somebody disagrees with how we should do things music policy-wise, and I then go, guys, I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
Am I helping the music policy in the country?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because what we're saying is it starts somewhere. So stay there and make the change from within. Whether you're there for 2 years, 5 years, change will happen. And hopefully you drive that narrative as well, and you're part of that change.
And in politics, it's always about numbers, right? So you got to ask yourself, if you weren't able to get the necessary numbers and necessary votes to be in an influential position, then you got to unfortunately swallow that pill and listen to the people who did get those votes. Because I'm sure the fact that this guy was even removed, it means majority of his own party
also said
disagrees with him. Mm. Do you see now? Mm. This is the problem with politics.
Friday season.
So, no, I've got to ask, because is it politics of individuals or is it politics of the collective?
I think ultimately the collective are obviously going to win in this regard.
And the collective can be wrong, because MK is going to swallow them. They're going to get swallowed up within the MK. Like literally, that's what's going to happen. Let's cannibalize them. MK is going to be bigger and ATM literally will cease to exist. And
wrong or right?
But also we must know that in politics, it's not always the most brilliant guy or the one with potential that will actually be given a leadership post. So even if Zungula went to ATM, as brilliant as he is, he might not even be given a leadership position, because sometimes in politics there are different considerations. Maybe
but
are
this
you
is
a
my
mobilizer?
Point. Who said he deserves a leadership position?
No, because he's
this
been
thing
doing
is
well.
Not a monarchy. You're not born into this. If the people don't want you, people don't want you.
No, but he's been impactful right now in Parliament. So I'm saying that in some political parties, the most competent guy is not always the one that is given the job to lead.
I agree,
there
but
are
how,
other considerations.
How impactful is he in his bedroom right now? Because that's where he is, out in the wilderness.
Wow. He's leading, he's in Parliament. Excuse
How impactful
us.
Is he right there? Please tell
in
me.
Parliament.
Give us a shout and let us know. Me and Ajay, I've always told you, some of these people that open political parties, it's not for anybody's good except their own. And as soon as they don't get their way, you see them throwing their toys out the window. At the court, so to speak.
Politics, you might have a personal opinion, and Zungula learned the hard way that his personal opinion does not matter. What matters is a collective opinion. And then he was mandated by his party to do a merger with MK, and he refused. Look at where he is now.
It's not always greener on the other side, and those people who are fighting so hard to merge the MK party, iparty yaga babaga dikduzile, iparty yasekhaya, they would learn the hard way. I support Uvuyo.
MC Zwane, hey, yabona umbuso hlalusha ukuthi uyabuyela ebalungwini. So uyobuyela. Uqinisile MC Zwane. Wonke umuntu, half of the politicians abavula amaparty, it's all about power, it's not about servicing people and so forth. And I've observed something. Last elections, it's only DA gaining. All of the parties, black parties, they lose it, except for MK, obviously. and MK, you know, ban lot to do zile Zuma. Uyisibungu laphana esiqedi MK yabo uyithi composer uyayiqedi MK uyafana nje noBobby Mtaung ku Kaizer Chiefs. Duduzile Zuma kumele ashade noBobby Mtaung. Thank you Msizwane.
This is wild. Very sad what happened to Uzungula, but it's politics. Yeah, they've decided to go different directions and then hit it in one that direction. So I'm sure he'll find something somewhere. I think he's a good politician. I think ATM was used quite a lot by other political influences. And yeah.
Knowledge of self is very, very important. You see, in a free world, all of us talk and we say things. But sometimes your mouth can cut a check that your behind can't cash. You got to be about the things you stand for. Otherwise, people will show you, hey, you can't stand for this. And yeah, you see, mess around and find out.
I'm disappointed in Sizwe. I don't know if he doesn't understand or doesn't follow politics. Anyone will tell you the impact that this Vuyo Zungula has in this Palapala matter, Koparlamente. This is the guy who make the loudest noise. This is the guy who refused or Tawaya Palapala. By swept under the carpet. This is the guy who today we are talking about a Palapala. It's because of that man, Zungula, Ana Leona, that's 0.4% that you are talking about. You can make a big, 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 big impact. Check out on this nonsense here, MK. What are they? What values? They can't even debate Koparlamente. They are so useless. But here we are. Look at what Vuyo Zungula is doing in Koparlamente. This is the guy in Koparlamente who raised the most concerning issue that pertaining us as local citizens.
So I'm glad you bring that up. You can be disappointed all you like. That one doesn't bother me. But we can do those. We can have a discussion. So what point is somebody who sits in Parliament and screams at the top of the voice and then the matter has to be brought to a vote and he doesn't have the votes? What point does that have? Because this is a problem here. You guys, you get caught by the theatrics of it. And then when it's time to deliver tangible results, those will never come through. This guy, if the matter had to be voted on, for example, the Palapala matter, by Vala, by Kreta, and there's nothing you could do about it. Why? Because he doesn't have the numbers. What I'm here to tell you is that numbers are everything in politics. You see this all the time, people that have more influence than they have political following. And that's a problem. And this thing also, people thinking that they're clever, and just because they're clever, they're entitled to some kind of influence. You go and you earn the influence. A lot of people seem to think just because they're better educated than others, then all of a sudden they should be given their position or should be given whatever status that requires in society for them to make the change. But they can't win the votes when they count the most. If you can't win the votes, you won't be able to do anything about it. You can sit here and disagree with the policy all you want, but if people go and they vote for that policy that you disagree with, there's nothing you can do. MK got all the votes, 14%, without even a manifesto. We don't even know what they stand for today. You're right. In Parliament, they don't debate. They don't bring any cogent arguments. Got the salary about 14%.
Look, man. As much as his percentage or one seat or two cannot bring about change, but like you're saying, when he does bring about a motion and other parties vote, it helps expose to us people on the ground what the other guys we voted for actually stand for. If they're out there defending Palapala, then maybe it will help us on the ground change our votes if that's very important to you as a voter.
But did it? Because it didn't. You guys went to the elections and you voted. And how did you vote? Exactly.
But you get so my point is...
No, you guys are not getting my point. What I'm saying is a smart person would take their bright ideas and go to a bigger vehicle because that's where the ideas will gain traction.
Man, some vehicles are just... How can I put it? Like, some vehicles are faulty, man. Because...
Okay, fine.
They've got factory defaults.
Bring your own vehicle, again. That's bigger and better.
Because MK is a big vehicle, but let's be honest. It's a big vehicle run by one man.
I agree with all of that. But where's your vehicle that's bigger and better? That's what I'm asking.
Okay.
Where's your non-faulty vehicle? You weren't able to do it.
Has MK been effective as a big vehicle in Parliament thus far?
That's not the question. I started off by saying you may disagree with their policies, but the fact of the matter is they're a bigger party. Right here, we sit and we disagree about ANC policies all the time. But you can't deny the fact that they are a behemoth. You can't deny it. Nothing's going to happen with that ANC. Whether they're Gwala, whether they're Gwali. You guys can sit here and sweat, feel it, but all you want. You say he's uneducated. Oksalayo Unpet, USG of the biggest party in the country. This is what I'm saying. Get your numbers. If you want to contest power, get your numbers. That's it. I live in Nikulum.
Well, let's trace on the hashtag sees the world. Let's show guys. Hey, sees what about change the parliament? Numbers don't lie. Numbers don't lie, Baba. It's in Israel, Kuluma, season of it. Without numbers, numbers don't lie, Baba.
And I know that people don't like hearing these things because for some reason we seem to believe that there are those that should be in leadership. Well, then if they should be, they would be.
Hey, Nimenze Nudlum, I just tuned in. We are Vuta Be. It's all about the numbers. Na velela, we sol.
Nkatelile nonsense, justification, gutsi, gutsi, gutsi.
Susan, now it argues that the ATM with its 0.4% has had far more impact in Parliament than that of the MK's 14%. Yes, MK may have the numbers, but in Parliament and in its local or national structures, they are in disarray. They're in disarray. So numbers does not mean that you're going to be effective for the people.
I agree with you. They are in disarray. But do you think, wena, as a party, if you can get fired without you knowing, spectators, wena, what does that show you? Is that person in control? Is that party in less of disarray? And find that I've been fired and everybody else knew except me. What is that now? You are nothing. Just accept utsiawuluto.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.